You were saying about your father going back in 1927.
He planted.
Yeah,
he planted.
Did he ever go back?
No, not 1927. I think it was 1937. Just then the war in China, you know, at Shanghai, when they bombed Shanghai.
Remember? Yeah, that was the
37, that's right.
Yeah.
Not 27.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
37.
Yeah.
He was going to take my brother and sister back there to learn some Chinese, to go to Chinese school.
Mm-hmm. So the brother sister went?
No, they didn't.
They,
go.
They didn't go.
They on account of the war.
Oh.
The war.
Mm-hmm.
So they get my dad gave it up.
So
in fact,
mm-hmm.
he went to the immigration and
get
took all the
applications, visa.
That's right, mm-hmm. and birth certificates and all were left down there at the immigration office.
It seems that your family treated was very sensitive about the fact that you're Chinese and you have to keep up the Chinese tradition. The generation after generation, all of you went back to marry a local Chinese, you know, genuine 100% Chinese girl. Is that
in
correct?
In a way, but not too much of that. After my dad passed away,
mm-hmm.
I don't feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
If they like each other, love each other, I don't care what
mm-hmm.
you know. My youngest son married a Japanese girl,
mm-hmm.
I don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
Did you associate them mostly with Chinese throughout your life?
Yes.
Your friends and this?
Yes, mostly Chinese.
Did you ever have any associations with blacks or Chicanos or?
I have a real good friend, a Mexican boy,
mm-hmm.
who went to high school together.
Oh. What about whites?
Whites? Not too many.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is that because of you? Was there any reason for not associating with the other groups?
No. Mostly, you know, when we lived there in old Chinatown, the kids all get together, you know, so we don't go outside of, you know, of our Chinatown to us.
So is the living.
It's an environment.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you ever move out of Chinatown? Or the Chinatown?
Until 1931. Or 32, when I went back to China, my dad moved to Downey.
Mm-hmm.
Moved to Downey?
So the family never moved back to LA Chinatown then?
After my dad passed away, then the state made us sell that property.
Which is when?
In the 50s.
Mm-hmm. And the whole family moved back to Los Angeles?
Yes.
In Chinatown or outside?
No, outside of Chinatown.
Around what area?
I was living at near the Coliseum there.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister is over here in Venice and Norton. In fact, that's where my mother lived for a long time until she passed away. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when your family moved to Downey, that was predominantly a white area?
Yes.
Did you ever live in Downey yourself?
No, with the exception of those few months after I came back from China.
Uh-huh. Well, did your father ever tell you that he had any negative experiences living there or acquiring the property there?
No. In fact, we got all real fine neighbors.
Uh-huh. How about after selling down the property and moving back to the Coliseum area? Did you ever run into any problems getting another house?
Buying housing or you just rent a house there?
Did you rent
No,
it?
I bought that house.
No trouble getting the house?
There's no trouble.
In other words,
right around there, there was no trouble, but you go further west, I did.
When
I first, that's right. And a lot of them don't even want to sell it to, you know, colored people.
You were considered colored?
Colored, yellow, see, that's why, you know, it's all pure white,
uh-huh.
See. And even in Leimert area, you can't buy that that time, which is not too far from where I am,
mm-hmm.
41st. But you either have to have somebody, have a white friend buy you the house and then resell it to you.
Mm.
But even then, the neighbors wouldn't like it.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever try, really, to buy a house?
No.
Among the friends.
I said, if they don't want me as a neighbor, I don't want to live there. That's why, so I came right back toward the Coliseum down that day.
The Coliseum at that area was also white, right?
That's
at that
right.
Time. Mm-hmm.
That's right. But then that time, a lot of them are selling and moving up to the valley, San Fernando Valley. See.
So more ethnic groups.
And then
mm-hmm.
right after the Chinese moved in, a lot of colored people moved in. See.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
the black
I see.
People moved in right after, you know, everybody, because they're willing to pay more for it.
Mm-hmm.
They get more for it. Then they don't care. Those white people were selling and leaving the place, so if they get more money, they're going to sell it to them.
So the Chinese actually pay a lot more in order to get in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the colored people, when they first move in, they have to pay more to get in too.
Were there many Chinese later on in the Coliseum area, or did it become predominantly black?
It's predominantly black right now. It's
but when
90%.
You were there,
when you were there,
when I was there, there was
Chinese? All white. Oh,
yeah.
Still
all white. Now I have a Chinese neighbor. That street there was there's about four or five Chinese there, still living there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did most Chinese you know live in Chinatown? Back before the war.
Yes,
war.
Yes. In fact, I live in Chinatown.
Yeah. And people just tended to stay in Chinatown. Did they try to move elsewhere? Did you know of any Chinese who were not living in a Chinese neighborhood?
Oh, yes.
Who were they? Did you know their names?
I know quite a few because they came in to have Chinese school with us.
Mm-hmm. What kind of, in terms of economic status, were they like a more middle, upper class Chinese, or doesn't really
make any difference?
I don't think there was any. Those that live in outside of Chinatown, most of them, they could converse with the white people,
mm-hmm.
more or less.
You mean they were
they
more fluent in English?
In English, that's right.
Ah,
mm-hmm.
I see.
Yeah.
And it was not because of their financial status?
And that's right.
Oh, I see.
I know quite a few of that living in Chinatown could afford any place, but they'd rather be with it in Chinatown, or
mm-hmm.
sometimes it's their business that mm-hmm. requires them to be there.
Mm-hmm. You identify yourself as a Chinese, then?
Yes.
Okay. And when you were being brought up, did you have to, for instance, when you got sick, how did your mother treat you? Using Western medicine or Chinese medicine?
With Chinese medicine mostly.
Did you ever?
I just colds or it's any kind of cold remedy, you know, you a home remedy would be okay.
Did you ever see a doctor, either a Western doctor or a Chinese doctor?
When I was a kid, no.
No. You never got sick enough to
healthy.
Never been in a hospital until I went in the service and they sent me across the street to William Beaumont General Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first time I went into a hospital.
Oh, for general exam, right?
Yeah, I never went in a hospital.
Yeah. Did your mom and dad, what did they do for recreation?
Not much. Not like now you get TV, you go to show or something like that. Now and then you go to a Chinese show, but very seldom.
What kind of a Chinese show? Opera, Chinese opera or movie?
In the old days.
In
yeah.
the old days,
yeah.
That's right.
What kind was it? Did
opera
you have movies or were there only operas? You know, the same?
Chinese.
Yeah. Very few and far in between it is of operas.
Uh-huh. Did you ever go and see them, you know, Chang Dai-hei?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You understood it?
No, I don't understand it, but I went anyway.
Did you enjoy it?
Oh, I don't. I wouldn't say I enjoyed it. It's for curiosities mostly. I went once or twice and I didn't care for it. So.
How about you yourself? What did you do for recreation?
Oh, I played ball. That's my baseball.
You mentioned
and
earlier
basketball and you know all kind of tennis.
Your wife doesn't
oh,
do anything of that though, right?
No, she don't.
You mentioned earlier that you belong to a baseball team, playing a basketball team, right? Chinese.
Yes.
Is that like back to when, 1920?
Back to the 20s, that's right, when we were still in school.
Is it around 24, 20?
I say 26, 27, 28, 29 that time.
Oh. So who were the one organized this team? Or you just bunch of kids
with
together.
A bunch of kids in Chinatown where we organized it. We played together. That time in Chinatown, right there by Chinatown is a barn there, you know, all those horses, you know, and wagons that they used at that time before the then those barns, when they do away with the horses, and they start less and less, see, latter part of the 20s, that there was a lot of empty spaces that they didn't use for the barn. So we cleaned them up and made a playing field out of it. And then later on, when the city find out that these kids in Chinatown doesn't have a playground, so they went in there and built a playground out of it. And they put in a clubhouse in there, and bars so kids can play in it. When they built that playground there, us kids all together chipped in and cleaned up the place. So we got a pretty nice field there to play with. And sometimes we go to other playgrounds, like over here in East LA, at the Hazard Playground, and set the other one on 3rd Street and Boyle Heights, Evergreen Playground. And we play the Mexican boys stuff.
There, not going down Mexico. You never went down Mexico to play, right?
No. Just here in Boyle Heights area, you know, East LA.
Yes.
play.
And they play teams.
Yes, and Mexican boys play against the Chinese girls.
Did you win?
Oh yeah, we win, we lose, but
Do you have ever attending any kind of a tournament or kind of a big game?
No.
Just an individual,
just
two games,
right.
To pick up the other teams. You play with other groups like Japanese teams?
No.
Were there many Japanese baseball teams?
Oh, that back in the 20s, that time the Chinese and the Japanese, they don't get together much.
They fight, but they don't.
they hardly play with each other.
I see. So how many players in the team, like approximately, when you have this team?
Oh, you gotta have at least 9 to play baseball.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember all of them?
Mm-hmm. I remember some of them, but not all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Pitcher was Ray Lou.
Mm-hmm.
First base we have George Tong. Sometimes our coach, if he's not there, our coach, Mr. Victor Wong, will fill in for him.
Mm-hmm.
And second base, I was playing second base.
Mm-hmm.
And Tommy Lee,
mm-hmm,
was playing shortstop.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy Chen was playing third base. In the outfield, we have George Wong,
mm-hmm,
Kenneth Hung,
mm-hmm,
my brother Glenn fills in once in a while, and then...
The brother's name is what?
Glenn.
Glenn.
G-L-E-N-N.
Chen, right? Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy's brother, Alan.
Mm-hmm.
Catcher was George Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Lee now in Fresno.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Wow. So the coach is Wong, huh?
Mr. Victor Wong. Mm.
Victor Wong.
Mm.
Who is he?
He's in the movies now and then. I think he was King Kong first picture. King Kong came out. He was in there, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He played in quite a few movies.
Mm-hmm. Will you consider yourself as like a semi pro team, or
we consider ourselves a semi that time? I think then there's a Water Chung was there playing too for
mm-hmm
us now.
Mm-hmm. You play until when this team, the whole team together?
To I think about the 30s.
About the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would scatter all over,
mm-hmm,
everybody.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever get paid to play,
no,
for example, outside of Chinatown sometimes?
No.
Mm-hmm.
There might be a prize for it, but that's about it.
Do you ever win any kind of prize? Do you remember?
I think we won one or two trophies, but there wasn't no money involved.
Mm-hmm. Is there any Chinese baseball player really made it, in the old days, become a pro player, or like a like or high school type?
No.
Mm. So you how often do you meet? Do you play together?
We play together almost every week.
Every week.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And this coach is not a professional.
No, no.
It's only.
No, he just put in his own time.
Uh-huh. Is he older?
Yes, he's a little older, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Before you, were there any other Chinese baseball team before, like before 1920s or earlier days?
No.
You were
no.
probably practically.
The first and only one in LA,
uh-huh.
baseball team.
I see.
After that, I don't think. See that, look how many Chinese people here. They should have at least two, three baseball teams,
mm-hmm.
where they don't even have one.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You mean now?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You look at all the people here now.
Mm-hmm. When you get together, besides, you know, playing baseball, do you play other kind of games?
I didn't get you.
Did you play basketball
no,
with
I
the same group?
Well, just practice with them. I didn't play with them.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't good enough to play with them.
Uh-huh.
I practice with them now and then, taking the games, I mean, you know, seeing them play. But other than that, I was too short,
uh-huh.
one for one thing.
Uh-huh. I see.
Hmm.
So, do you ever go out, you know, for other kind of social activities with this baseball team, like go out picnic or, you know, go to parties or anything like that, or you just
we
play?
Don't have too much of that,
mm-hmm.
with exception of now and then we have a party at the playground, that's
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm. So would you consider you are, you know, special, you know, since you belong to a baseball team and among the other Chinese, you know?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't classify
uh-huh.
myself for that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever join any family associations?
Yes.
Which one?
Chen Mu Yun. The Chen Mu Yun.
Okay. And what sort of things did you do while you were a member?
I am.
Are you still a member?
Still a member.
Yeah. But did they make you, did they sponsor any social or charitable events before the World War II?
Before World War II? No. It actually, our association didn't really get a good put on till after the war,
mm-hmm.
when they built that new building in New Chinatown, Bernard Street. That was after the war, see. So
mm-hmm.
before the war, we still have an association, but hardly anybody.
Do you get together like once a month?
I didn't join it till after the war.
Mm-hmm.
See.
Mm-hmm. How about your father? Is your father also a member of the Gongsu?
Yes, he was a member. He did donate to the building and all that, but.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, but being he's living at Downey, hardly have time to come up here.
Mm.
Why did you join then?
Join his association because his family association?
That's
because your
right.
father joined?
Yes.
Do your grandfather belong to this association also?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Because my grandfather spent most of his time probably in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Mm.
Did you ever participate in any activities?
Like family gathering, banquet?
Oh yes, well, they have banquets every year,
mm-hmm.
Chinese New Year's time. Mm-hmm.
It's a free banquet or
no,
everybody?
No, it's not free, everybody chipped in.
Mm-hmm.
Like older people, like $7 or $8, something like that,
mm-hmm.
or even $10.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids may have price. When
mm-hmm.
we first started, it was kids are free, and then $1 or $1.50. So
mm-hmm.
the defray some of the expenses.
That's around 1940s, the late 1940s.
I didn't join till after, say about 1950s or the 50s. I don't think I joined until same with the CACA. I didn't join till after my wife came over. That was must be around
after 50
or something.
Why did you join CACA?
You see, for one reason, at that time there was a lot of these Chinese that born over here. A lot of them don't even join, but most of the Chinese joining it are the ones that come from China.
They are generally more interested in joining the organization.
That's what I told you.
So, did you ever hold any officers'
positions? No.
Did you join any other organizations in or out of Chinatown before the war?
No. Joined the American Legion after the war, so it's that's about the three organizations I have.
In high school, did you ever join any kind of a club, utilities or things like that at school? Join any special group?
No. High school organizations, social
or
religious?
Not just. There's like a tennis club or something like that. That's, I love to play tennis. So.
You were very athletic then.
I wouldn't say that, but I just love to play the game. In fact, when I was going to school that one year, I was out at Los Angeles Junior College. I used to go out to Griffith Park with my buddy George Wong almost every other day or every Tuesday and Thursday. You see, with full day on Monday, Wednesday and Friday, then Tuesday and Thursday we just got maybe one or two classes. So all that time we'll go just drive over to Griffith Park.
Play tennis.
Were there many Chinese play tennis or very few?
No, there was quite a few, but not too many. There, not even too many kids going to school that time.
There was a
I graduated from Lincoln High School, I was the only Chinese, and then there was a Japanese girl, and she was only Japanese. So, that time there was not the Orientals, not very many Orientals, can go to school.
So
I was one of the few lucky ones.
Can go to high school, Lincoln?
No, I mean, a lot of them come from China like I did. When they're 15, 16, they have to go to work.
Oh.
Their father can't afford to send them through school, that's what I mean.
Uh-huh.
Of course, those that are born here, they get to go to school, but I mean, those come from China like I, see. As soon as they get here, I know quite a few of them, and they're only about 13, 14 years old. They just go to work, and then at nighttime they go to these Chinese missions at night and learn American English. That's how. That's the only American school they get, a lot of them. See, because their fathers can't afford to,
Since you were
send them to school.
Only Chinese in the Lincoln High School.
No, I'm not the only one. I mean, my class, my graduating class, I was the only Chinese, and there was only one Japanese girl. Now you did. could be, you know, 20,
course,
30,
yeah.
or even 50.
Right.
But in your high school, there were not that many Chinese
That's
altogether.
Right, only a handful of them, maybe less than a dozen of them,
uh-huh.
even the whole school that time.
And so did you play with other, not play, you know, associate with other people,
Chinese
other...
I associate
no.
with all of them.
What
I
about Americans and all that?
Americans,
did you
I mixed
too.
With them.
Yeah.
I would mix with
you,
them
did
very
you feel
well.
You were accepted
that
by
was
them?
In school, that's right.
I see.
Mm.
Did you join in, say, something like speech or drama, anything of that sort?
No.
Do you feel that you were accepted in the school?
Oh, yes.
Treated that equally?
That's right. I never have any trouble in school. Mm.
And the same thing with the other Chinese, they were also accepted
yeah.
by the whites.
That's right.
Do you remember the depression? When you were going to junior high or high school, I think
yeah,
that was when the
depression started.
Depression.
Yeah, after I graduated from high school, the crash of 1929, the market crashed in 1929. I graduated
yeah.
in June, and that year in September, I think, when the market crashed.
Was your father affected by the depression?